the best democracy money can buy, the Election Crimes Report. This is Greg Palast with Dennis Bernstein reporting, brought to you by Nation of Change.
I'm Dennis Bernstein. This episode stars Bill and Hillary, the Entergy company, ex-con named Webster Hubble, and an ethnic Chinese billionaire from Indonesia. Welcome, Greg. Let's start with this ex-con who is also a former associate attorney general, Mr. Webster Hubble.
Yes, Webster Hubble is very important. He was basically a counsel to a lawyer for Bill Clinton. And before he was went to the White House, he was one of the heads of the Rose Law Firm. And his associate, his assistant, was a woman named Hillary, went by the name of Hillary Rodham at the time. Webster Hubble went from the White House and the Justice Department to federal prison. He did it because he was charged with and he pled guilty to faking his billing records at his law firm. He made up hours that he didn't actually work. Now, since his associate was Hillary, and he has said cryptically, all lawyers cheat on their hours, did he mean also his associate? And in fact, if you're going to cheat on your hours, one of the things you do is you make up, say, billing time with your assistant. So was Hillary also involved in the go-to-jail crime of faking your law firm billing records? Interestingly, it was hard to find out because Webster Hubble pled guilty, and instead of turning in the first lady, suddenly the billing records went missing. The question becomes, what happened to these billing records and what were they about?
That's where the Riotti family comes in. Very interesting family. Talk a little bit about them and why Hubble, what that has to do with Hubble's silence and willingness to go to jail.
Yes, well, the Riotti family is a family of billionaires from Indonesia, Chinese ethnics, and they wanted to open up a whole power plant operation in China using our money, U.S. Treasury money from the Export-Import Bank. Now, the Riottis are somewhat more important than you or I, Dennis, because they met, according to White House records, listen to this, 98 times with the president, with Bill Clinton. So the Riottis met 98 times with Clinton. I got those records in my investigation. And interestingly, is the week of June 22nd through 27th. What happened is that the Riottis were bouncing back and forth between the XM with the Import-Export Bank, where they were looking for U.S. Treasury money, and the White House back and forth, and in between also meeting with Webster Hubble. And Hubble was already on his way to the Huskow, to prison. And they hired Hubble. Imagine they hired a confessed felon on his way to prison as a consultant for $100,000. And altogether, Clinton associates hired Hubble on his way to prison to be their consultant from federal prison for $500,000. So his time in federal prison was made a little more comfortable by the $500,000 that was sent his way while he was serving his time for faking his billing records at the Rose Law Firm. The question is, was this a payoff for Hubble's silence? And did the president and Hillary know about the payments? He told, just so you know, he told Mike Isikoff, the president told Mike Isikoff of Newsweek that he did not ever speak with the Riottis in all those meetings about Webster Hubble. But when he was questioned by the FBI, Bill Clinton, under oath, he said, quote, I wouldn't be surprised if James Riotti had told me about the payments to Hubble. But you have to ask, like, why would the Republicans go after something like stains on a dress and funny business under the Oval Office desk when they had something involving obstruction of justice, that is, the apparent look of a payment to keep a criminal silent about his co-conspirator, Hillary Clinton? Okay, if that's what happened, that's what it looks like. Why didn't they go after that obvious thing? And the answer is Coke. So on one hand, we have the Kochs, who have illegally funded congressional attack ads, congressional campaigns through their corporation Koch Industries through a cutout called triad, which was giving money to something called Campaign for Our Children's Future, or Committee for Our Children's Future. And that elected Newt Gingrich as Speaker of the House. On the other hand, you have Clinton, who is panicked about the Riottis giving $100,000 to Webster Hubbell to be a consultant on his way to federal prison. And he's astonishingly silent about his former law associate, Hillary Clinton, and the faked billing hours, which is a felony crime. So now you've got Republicans in trouble for taking illegal money. You've got Democrats in trouble for paying what could be a hush money, obstruction of justice. So all the makings of a deal, Dennis. Trent Lott, Senator Trent Lott, who was the majority leader of the Senate, Republican, went to the White House representatives and says, let's make a deal. We don't touch your billionaires. You don't touch our billionaires. This is the quote, a truce. You don't do triad and we don't do the Clintons. In other words, you don't go after the Koch brothers and we don't go after Riotti.
You've been listening to The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the Election Crimes Report, with Dennis Bernstein, and this is Greg Palast reporting. For more information, go to www.gregpalast.com, brought to you by Nation of Change.